Welcome to the official Equine Affair podcast. This podcast is your inside look at everything to do with Equine Affair, from special events to exclusive interviews with top equine professionals and a whole lot more. I am your host, Allison Renborg, and today we are talking about the Versatile Horse and Rider Competition, which is an exciting competition hosted at Equine Affair every year, twice a year, once in Ohio in the spring, and once in Massachusetts in the fall. This competition, if you've never seen it, is essentially a timed obstacle course, and the obstacles can be pretty creative and pretty challenging. But the idea is to test the horsemanship and the trust and the partnership between horse and rider. So every year, Equine Affair selects up to 25 horse and rider pairs to compete at the event, and riders are competing for $5,500 in prizes. And the winner, of course, is crowned the Versatile Horse and Rider Champion. I have two special guests lined up today to help me talk about this competition. And my first guest is Danelle Ossenchuk from Springfield, Vermont. Welcome, Danelle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us and taking a little time out of your Thursday to chat with us.
Sure.
So Danelle is joining me to talk about this competition because she won the competition this past year at Equine Affair in Massachusetts. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to hear all about the competition and hear all about the challenges that you faced, but tell me a little bit about the other half of your partnership, so your horse. So go ahead and tell us how old he is, what breed he is, and what types of events you like to do together.
Yeah, my horse, I really couldn't say enough good things about him. He's now 20. He just turned 20 this spring, a quarter horse. He's a grandson to Dual Pep. Mm-hmm. So he has spent much of his life as a cow horse, and he also does the reining. So we've competed before the versatility in a lot of stock horse shows where he did the cutting, the reining, the fence work, a little bit of ranch riding. And then he's also competed in some separate cutting challenger series on the weekend. And now that he's gotten older and he's 20, we pretty much are just focusing on the versatility and local obstacle events. I've had him since he was 12. So we've been together now for 8 years, and really enjoy being a team, and I'm just really lucky to have had him.
Yeah, it sounds like you have definitely a versatile partnership because you do all these different events. And 8 years, you know, that's a good long time to develop a relationship with a horse. What is your partnership like? Is he, like, for example, is Magic, does he have a good work ethic, or is he kind of grumpy sometimes? Kind of talk us through how you guys work together on a daily basis.
I would have to say, very responsive, very respectful. I think we have a very trusting partnership where it's also very reciprocal, mm-hmm. in that he trusts me that, you know, I'm not gonna ask him to do anything dangerous or anything that he wouldn't have the tools to say yes to. And then vice versa, you know, I can trust him that he's not gonna react badly or any differently than he would at home. Mm-hmm. When we go anywhere. And I think that just comes from years and years of practice and a lot of time together.
Well, and definitely that all has to feed into how you prepare for the Versatile Horse and Rider Competition, because for the audience who may not know, it's not like you guys get a map or a list of obstacles way in advance that you can practice for, right?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely... definitely an event of its own kind where you don't know what you're going to get. As in some of the other disciplines and horse shows, you kind of know ahead of time what to prepare for, but Yeah, the equine affair versatility, that's kind of the one of the fun things about it is you really don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. So kind of walk us through how you prepared for this last year's event that you won. You know, kind of tell us, what did you do? What was your mindset in, I'm going to get ready for this show?
Well, it's kind of takes almost a whole year to prepare for it. You know, you can't focus on one particular discipline. You have to be able to jump jumps as well as you can do reining maneuvers. Your horse has to be as fit as they can be to do lead changes in a small amount of space. So I usually, you know, I ride 7 days a week and I try to have a lot of variety to what I do. Like a couple days a week, we'll ride out around fields that are really hilly, just trotting and cantering up and down hills to keep him really fit. We'll have a couple days a week where we do obstacles, and they can't be the same obstacles all the time. You have to be really creative in constantly changing them and constantly putting them in different locations so they always look different to the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a couple days a week where we'll work on the dry work, I guess I would call it, or the technical skills for the event, like guiding and steering, having good collection, having good softness. And then also there's usually a couple obstacles where they'll ask you to do groundwork exercises, mm-hmm. where you're not on the horse. So for those, I do a lot of being able to control the different parts of his body on the ground and not just on his back, with backing and moving his hips or moving his shoulders from the ground.
Yeah. And I had the privilege to get to capture your ride on video at the 2019 Massachusetts Versatility Horse and Rider Competition. And it was so fun. I remember watching through the camera and thinking, they have such a great relationship. It really shows the work that you've put in, because you said it takes about a year to prepare. It really shows, you know, in those few minutes, those few precious minutes you have in the arena where it's just the two of you. And of course the judge is there, and seems like there are several people in the middle of the arena watching, and of course the crowds, but how do you focus in that moment? Is it practice?
It is practice. Years of practice, I think. I don't train horses for a living, and he is the only horse that I work with, but I take advantage of trying to put myself in as similar a situation as I can create, and try to essentially ignore the situation. Like, mm-hmm. if it's a really cold, windy day, I'll, you know, purposely go out and work with him in it and see if we can ground tie through the wind.
Yeah.
And any situation that I can come up with or involve in, and see if I can teach him to just ignore what's going on around him.
I love that. I think that's a great idea. And I think some equestrians could take, you know, kind of take a hint from you, because I know personally, if I go out for a ride, just a recreational ride, and I see that it's super windy, my inclination is to stay home because the horses are going to be spooky. But that's not your mindset. You're like, let's go out there and face this head on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, you have to do it in baby steps and you have to keep yourself safe, but I kind of try to keep building on what we already can do and keep pushing the level a little bit to be able to handle ourselves in a bigger environment and bigger amounts of pressure. And eventually you just get to the point where there's kind of no end to what you can go into.
Definitely. And I imagine that all that work, you know, you mentioned going up and down hills and riding over terrain, that's got to play a part in keeping Magic fit as a 20-year-old horse.
Yeah, definitely. That part, actually, as they get older, I think gets a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. You know, because of his age, he's going to become unfit and a little more stiff than younger horses easier. So I really have to keep on top of making sure, you know, he doesn't get hours of riding each day, but rather riding each day consistently and on a regular basis.
That's a really great tip too. And I think that's really smart. You know, it's like not necessarily push them harder and harder every day, but maintain a consistent exercise regimen, which I think we could all benefit from, right?
Yeah.
So we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, you are not a professional trainer. This is your horse that you've trained. So what trainers do you follow? Who influences you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because it's such a versatile event and it asks you to do so many things, I kind of realized along the way that, you know, you need to take little bits from everyone that you ride with and put them into play where they help you. And some of the people that I've ridden with a few times and follow, one is Sandy Collier. She is a ring cow horse trainer, but she has some really good exercises, like I said, for steering and guiding and lead changes and the more technical type riding.
Right.
Some other people that I've ridden with that have really helped me with the obstacle side of it, that I would ride with again, are Megan Warlick and Lindsay Partridge.
Mm-hmm.
Both have great exercises for horses with obstacles and building their confidence with them. And then another one that I actually use for working on myself and my mental state and being able to go into the competition and ride like I can at home and not be affected by all the pressure with the music and the crowd and all the announcing is Barbara Schulte. And she has a great program for mental skills for riders at any level, any discipline that you ride. So those are all some that I've definitely used.
Definitely. And I recognize a few of those names from past Equine Affair clinician lineups too. So yeah. I think that's awesome. And I love that you kind of finished for us with that tip on mental health of having a coach for your mental state when you're trying to compete, because, you know, the horse and you, it's a partnership, it's half and half. And so getting the horse ready for the competition, you've also got to get you ready. So I love that you concentrate on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are about out of time. I have one more quick question for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about Equine Affair?
Oh, I have to say, well, I forever will be, the versatility will be deep in my heart, but I'd also have to say that just seeing the industry, having so many people there for like-minded reasons, you know, that we all share having respect and like for horses and all that they can do for people is really nice to be around and see. So I hope that, you know, the industry can keep going with it and keep bringing more people into it.
Definitely. And I know we are all looking forward even more than usual, if possible, to Equine Affair in Massachusetts this fall. So
yeah,
it was awesome to chat with you and to get a little bit of insight into how you prepare for the versatile horse and rider competition, Danelle. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on another segment in this episode of the Equine Affair podcast. We've just been chatting with Danelle Osinchuk, the winner of the Versatile Horse and Rider competition in Massachusetts in 2019. And now we're going to be chatting with Tamara Shaw, the equine marketing communications lead for the Nutrina brand. Welcome, Tamara.
Thanks, Allison. It's good to be here.
Yes, it's so good to get to talk to you. I mean, obviously, we're not in the same room. We're on the phone, but we still get to visit.
Yeah. Yes, we're doing our social distancing part. And this is perfectly, perfectly good.
So Tamara is joining me today because Nutrina is the sponsor of the Versatile Horse and Rider competition in Massachusetts in November. Tamara has already told me that Nutrina has been participating in Equine Affair for about 15 years. And Tamara, you've been part of that for 7 years, right? So talk to me a little bit about how that's been and how the relationship between these two organizations is beneficial.
Sure. So like I mentioned, the relationship with Equine Affair actually started long before I began working for Nutrina. So there really is a lot of history there. We've always had great success working with Equine Affair and the management team there. It's really exciting for us to see the crowds that come to view all of the world-class horse demonstrations and get to shop for everything under the sun that's horse-related. And what's great about working with Equine Affair in terms of a vendor relationship, is they're often thinking of new ways for us to help promote our products and our business and our brand. And I think the VHRC is a good example of that. We were offered this opportunity to sponsor this competition, and we felt it was a really good fit for our brand. So we were excited to do so, and it's turned out to be a great opportunity and relationship for us.
That's awesome. And I know everyone at Equine Affair, including me, is just so grateful for the opportunity to get to work with you. And Nutrina is definitely a household name for horse people.
That's good to hear. We hope so.
Yes. So let's talk about the VHRC. What do you enjoy about this competition?
Oh, gosh. It really is a joy to be able to watch these horses and riders compete and the partnerships that are formed between them. They really can do some amazing things. I think some of the obstacles that they come up with for this competition are pretty entertaining and amazing. For example, I know watching the horses go across like that balance beam where the horse has to walk across. Yeah. With all 4 feet, that to me is just amazing and is a testament to the trust between the horse and the rider. Some of these things that might send other horses, running out the door, going through the roof. It's really pretty incredible to see. It's fun to watch. You see the horses, they actually put on their game faces, and they go after whatever the rider directs them toward. So, to me, that's what's so exciting about this competition and what's really a joy to watch.
Definitely. So the guest I spoke with in my last segment was Danelle, who won last year's competition. We spoke a lot about how she prepares and how she spends all year getting ready and taking her horse into different weather conditions and trying different things. It's really a production for the competitors at home all year long to get ready for those few minutes in the arena.
Sure. And it shows what they're able to do with their horses. It shows that they have put in the time and the effort, and it is pretty amazing to watch.
Absolutely. So we're about out of time, but what do you and the other staff members at Nutrina enjoy the most about representing your brand at Equine Affair every year?
Well, obviously, we're working when we're at the event. We're spending a lot of hours preparing and being in the booth. But, we are also having fun, too. It really is such a great opportunity for us to connect with like-minded people. So everyone who is there has a love for the horse. And we get to share that with people and also hopefully help them at the same time. You know, we have customers who stop by the booth just to look at our feed products, maybe tell us a little bit about their horses, even show us some pictures on occasion. And we love that. But we also have the opportunity, you know, to talk to some people who maybe have some in-depth nutrition questions. And, you know, maybe they've been struggling with an underweight horse or a horse that's laminitic and they aren't quite sure what to do or what to feed. You know, and our Nutrina team is comprised of incredibly educated and skilled nutritionists who can help them. So at the end of the day, it's very rewarding to know that hopefully we've been able to help them in some way and get them to view nutrition for their horse in a different manner than maybe they have been.
Oh, yeah. And that's such an important service because it can be so easy to think as a horse owner, I'll just feed my horse the sweet feed from the store, and then I don't have to think about what my horse actually needs or whether that's meeting his energy requirements. But there's so much more to it than that, and I love that you guys are out there educating people, especially at Equine Affair.
Oh, well, we try. Yeah, thank you. We really, you know, it's a passion for everybody involved.
Yeah, and I will tell you, when I'm on the ground at Equine Affair, I often hear people, you know, they'll have the booth map in their hand and they'll go, well, I definitely want to stop off at this booth, and then we've got to go by the Nutrina booth.
Well, that's great. We try to keep it interesting. We try to come up with some fun things to have people stop by the booth, you know, but most of all, we really just love to connect with horse people, whether they're customers or not. It really is a great opportunity to talk to all different walks of horse life.
Well, Tamara, we are out of time, but I just wanted to thank you so much for chatting with me today about Nutrina and about the VHRC.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Allison. Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and Equine Affair deeply appreciates Nutrina's contributions as a sponsor. We absolutely love working with you.
No, same here. It's been a great relationship and hope one that will continue for many years to come.
Absolutely. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the official Equine Affair podcast. I am your host, Allison Renborg, and I was just talking with Tamara Shaw of Nutrina about the Versatile Horse and Rider Competition. Equine Affair gratefully acknowledges its sponsors, Nutrina, Absorbine, U.S. Equestrian, Rods, Farnham, Cosequin, Cashman's, Horizon Structures, and GGT Footing. Equine Affair will be at the Eastern States Exposition in West Springfield, Massachusetts, on November 12th through the 15th, 2020, and at the Ohio Expo Center in Columbus, Ohio, on April 8th, through the 11th, 2021. You can buy tickets, see the full event schedules, and all the latest news at equineaffair.com. And finally, we encourage you to catch up on all our past podcasts online by visiting wdlrradio.com/equine-affair.